Hello, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's Pronunciation and Academic Vocabulary Challenge. My name is Eric, your resident English teacher, and I'm here to discuss how social media is changing your brains. Now, what exactly is social media? 究竟社交媒体是什么? Social media is defined as websites and applications that enable users to create and share content or to participate in social networking online.
什么啊？听起来好复杂啊！就是用户可以在线创造和共享内容，或者参与社交活动的网站或者应用程式。
Some examples are Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, WeChat, and Instagram. Do you think the advantages of social media outweigh the disadvantages?
你认为社交媒体的利大于弊吗？
Could you imagine living life without Facebook? How about without smartphones? Might not be so bad, right? Social media has transformed the way we live, and for better or worse, it's here to stay, at least for the time being. For me, it's like any other tool or piece of technology. It can be extremely useful if you are careful and use it in moderation. So what are some key words that you think of when you think of social media?
所以你听到 social media, 你会想到什么字?
Communication, lots of information, fake news,
沟通,很多讯息,还是假新闻。
So let's jump into our sentence of the day. Increased multitasking online reduces your brain's ability to filter out interferences and can even make it harder for your brain to commit information to memory.
增加的线上作业会阻碍大脑过滤干扰的资讯。
So let's read this a bit slower.Increased multitasking online reduces your brain's ability to filter out interferences and can make it harder for your brain to commit information to memory faster. Increased multitasking online reduces your brain's ability to filter out interferences and can make it harder for your brain to commit information to memory. So we talked about sentence stress, word stress, and stress timing.And the rhythm of English. Rhythm is the relationship between stressed and unstressed syllables.
所以我们谈到句子的重音、单词的重音、重音计时和语言和英文的节奏。节奏是重音音节和非重音音节之间的关系。
Today, we're going to talk about thought groups.
今天我们要讨论的是英文句子的族群或者字组。
A thought groupis a group of approximately 2 to 5 words that form a unit of meaning. A thought group could also be called a phrase. The following sentence has 3 thought groups.
所以听一下我这个句子它到底是有几个这个字组。
The English language uses thought groups for clear communication. So, of course, we don't really pause that long in actual speech. We could just say the English language uses thought groups for clear communication.But you can still hear there's a slight pause between each group of words. So how can we separate a long sentence into different thought groups? So in reading and writing, punctuation marks tell us where to pause. For example, commas, periods, semicolons, colons. We pause when there are these punctuation marks. Commas are usually for short pauses, and periods indicate a full stop. Also, grammar tells us when to pause. You can pause after grammatical units like noun phrases like the outstanding student,
就是名词片语。
Verb phrases, study diligently, has been studying for a long time. Clauses,
就是子句。
After school ends each day. So you can see these clauses are also a thought group. So these are just rough guidelines. Thought groups are just group of words that express one idea.So let's listen to this sentence. After school ends each day, the outstanding student studies diligently with his friends in the library. So you don't need to pause after every thought group, but there's a slight natural pause, a very slight small one. So after school ends each day, the outstanding student studies diligently with his friends in the library. Now let's show you incorrect pauses.Increased multitasking online reduces your brain's ability to filter out interferences. Now, it makes it very difficult to understand, right? So try to break it up into chunks, and grammar and collocation can help you do this. And next time, we'll talk about intonation, but let's just focus on thought groups for today. Increased multitasking online reduces your brain's ability to filter out interferences and can make it harder for your brain to commit information to memory. Now, many of you are probably wondering, how do I understand exactly where to pause? Well, I just pointed out some rules to help you, right? But being aware of these features of language help you to focus and help you to pay attention to native speakers when they speak, and you can pick up these features and try to apply them in your own speech. Of course, it's a little faster when you have someone to guide you, but the first step is to become aware of these features, and that is the point of our pronunciation challenge, to make you aware of these rules. Okay, so let's take a quick break. So last week, we talked about how to think critically and tell the difference between real and fake news. This week, let's talk a bit about social media. The rise of social media has removed the physical barriers between individuals of similar interests and allows people to have common grounds for interaction. 就是它其实移除了这些物理的障碍，消除距离的障碍。天啊，怎么我好像电信者的广告？然后给我们一个可以共同沟通的这个据点啊。But social media can also reinforce confirmation bias, 就是它也可以加强这个错误偏认。Once we find a group of friends on Facebook, we usually share news, gossips, and discoveries. This can be a great discovery, but it can also be an echo chamber, 就是所谓的回声室、回音室。This echo chamber tells us that everyone else looks at the world the same way that we do, because they are our group of friends and we share similar views on different things. And this can reinforce certain prejudices or views. 所以它有时候可以加强偏见和看法，因为你觉得大家的看法一定跟你都是一样的。So it should be the aim of social networks such as Facebook to help users broaden their perspectives by listening to different sets of views. So it should be the aim of social networks such as Facebook to help users broaden their perspective by listening to different sets of views and information. So what do you think? Do you think social media reinforces confirmation bias or maybe not?你觉得社交媒体真的是加强了这个所谓的确认偏知吗？还是它其实没有造成这些效应？ And do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages? Please do discuss. One way we might reduce confirmation bias is to step out of our comfort zone and receive information that we do not always agree with. So in the vocab in academic knowledge class that I hope to open with VoiceTube,I aim to provide you with diverse knowledge across a wide variety of domains that you might not have been exposed to before. So feel free to join our class. Now let's get back to English learning and learn some additional words. So the first word is psychological. Psychological is an adjective. It means relating to the human mind and feelings. 心理的,心理学的。So 心理学 is psychology.Psychological means relating to the human mind and feelings. So you can have psychological problems, psychological issues, 心理上的问题,心理上的议题。And you can say, we are concerned with the physical, 就是身体上的, and psychological well-being of our employees. 所以我们关心我们的员工的身心健康。Okay, and the second word is addiction. Addiction is a noun. It means a strong desire to do or have something regularly. So the need to take a harmful drug regularly is an addiction, a drug addiction. 中文的意思是成瘾、上瘾、成瘾、入迷。So you can say drug or alcohol addiction. And you can say lead to addiction. 所以可能是导致什么成瘾。So you could say experts...fear this game could lead to a gaming addiction. 就是专家担心这个游戏可能会导致游戏或电玩成瘾上瘾。And of course, we often hear be addicted to. For example, he is addicted to alcohol. People are addicted to something. 所以这边的话那个 addicted 它是形容词，但是这边是一个被动形容词，所以是 be addicted to. So the next word is stimulation. Stimulation is a noun. It means an action or something that causes someone to become more active or enthusiastic. 所以就是刺激、有鼓励兴奋的作用。So you can say intellectual stimulation, 智力的激发，或者 intense stimulation, 强烈的刺激。An example sentence would be, you don't get any intellectual stimulation in this boring job. 就是在这个无聊的工作中，你不会得到任何的智力刺激。Okay, the next word is multitasking. Multitasking is a noun. You can say good at multitasking. Multitasking means a person's ability to do more than one thing at once. 所以是同时可以做很多事。He is good at multitasking, so he can finish a lot of work quickly. 所以他非常擅长同时去做多件事情，所以他可以迅速完成很多的工作。Will your boss give you more work because you're good at multitasking?That's a question for another day. Okay, let's go on to the next word. Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Phenomenon is a noun. It means something that exists and can be seen, felt, or tasted, especially something that is unusual or interesting. 通常是代表不寻常的或有趣的现象。So you could say natural, historical, or social phenomenon.自然历史或者社会的现象。 So gravity is a natural phenomenon. Gravity is a natural phenomenon. 重力，地心引力是一种自然的现象。 Okay, VoiceTubers, so that's our lesson for today. I do hope you enjoy our program. Even though it's several minutes long, I actually put hours and even days just writing each lesson, fact-checking and recording and post-production.Last, if you need additional information like the listening script, videos, and additional words, feel free to contact me on Facebook. I provide all this information for you for free. So let's make sure to review the concept of thought groups today, and I will see you next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.